April is National Sexual Assault Awareness Month. The Kenaitse Indian tribe last week held a candlelight vigil to raise awareness about the issue on the Kenai Peninsula. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
Members of the Kenaitse, health and social service professionals, and community members joined together Friday at the Chotkas Elder Center to talk about an issue that's often kept in silence. Alexandra, or Sasha Lindgren, is an elder in the community.
Which means I'm Kenaitse Denaina.
She's sitting at the front of the room telling a story that's deeply personal. She's holding a bunch of toothpicks. She pulls one out and shows that when it's alone, it's easily breakable. But when it's surrounded by other toothpicks, the bunch as a whole is nearly impossible to break. It's like people, Lindgren says. It's much easier to stand up when others are supporting you. And that's why she's here today, to start a conversation in her community that she says desperately needs to happen.
And sharing my story, I hope will give someone the strength to come forward and say, I need help, and that together, each of us, just by sharing our stories, will break cycles of abuse and violence.
Traditionally, at least the way that I grew up out in Bethel, it's not always talked about. But I think when the elders are able to talk about it, then maybe the younger people are more welcome to talk about it and be able to be aware that violence is not okay.
Lindsay Anasagak works for Naini Social Services and coordinated this event.
Naini Social Services is a department within the tribe. When we met before we formed the group, we talked about it for a while and we came upon the word Naini, which is a Denaina traditional value. And the meaning behind that is courage and bravery. And we chose that for a reason, and we wanted to make sure that our clients knew that who came in, that we knew that sometimes asking for help takes a lot of courage and to be brave to come in.
We believe our victims, we listen to them, we honor their stories, and we thank them for what they share with us.
Barbara Waters is here representing the Lee Shore Center, which provides outreach and education on the issue and is also a safe haven for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. She says public events like this are important because talking within a community is the first step towards solving the problem.
Well, it brings awareness of the issue. Ms. Lindgren had a wonderful speech with us before we got started with the candlelight part of the vigil. And that awareness that there are people who have suffered from domestic violence and sexual assault, that it's our neighbor, it's our mother, it's our sister, it might even be ourselves. And so I think that the community needs to get together, get involved, and that's the only way we're going to see that problem go away.
And it is a big problem on the Kenai Peninsula. According to a 2013 survey conducted by the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, out of every 100 women on the peninsula, 43 have experienced intimate partner violence, 30 have experienced sexual violence, and 52, more than half, have experienced intimate partner violence, sexual violence, or both. For Alaska as a whole, about 60 out of every 100 women have experienced some type of domestic or sexual violence.
You know, when you go to all these types of awareness type events, you go to trainings, you go to conferences and conventions, these numbers are brought up quite often. And it's something that nobody's proud of.
David Knight also works with Naini Social Services. He says the first time you hear the statistics, they are shocking. But sometimes, he says, we get used to hearing them and we stop paying attention. He says all community members, male and female, victim, perpetrator, and people who don't think they're intimately connected with the issue, need to remember that every number represents an individual person.
I think that those numbers really should drive us to do better.
And Sasha Lindgren says that by putting a face, a family, and a story on those numbers, perhaps more people will step forward to seek help, to provide help, or just to listen.
We can overcome this, that you're not ever stuck being one thing, and that there is always an opportunity to change your life, make it better, make your life better, your community better, your tribe better. And so bad does not always have to stay in charge.
It's like the toothpicks, she says. A person may struggle alone, but a community standing together has the strength to make real change. In Kenai, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.